Good morning, Booker Toe. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning. Please help yourself to coffee and donuts and 10 minutes of Mesilas Hasharim. A big thank you to our anonymous sponsor who has sponsored the Zecher Nishmas Alter Shlomo Ben Pinchas. We're deeply grateful for his generosity and sponsorship. We're at the end of chapter 22, Perach of Beis of Mesilas Hasharim. The Ramchal has been teaching us the path towards a better version of ourselves. And deep embedded in the Sefer is the Midah Vanava, humility. And it's done so not because humility is unimportant, it gets tacked on the end, but just how difficult, authentic, genuine humility is. Humility in our mind, in our perspective, in our attitude, humility in our posture, in how we carry ourselves, humility in our speech, in how we communicate with others, and humility in our agenda, in all that we do. And the Ramchal ends this parak, and he says, Kamosha bizayinu davar mesiachis al rishayim, he says that honor and dishonor are not something that you can demand. They're not something that you could require. They're not something that you can buy. They're not something that you can ask others to do. But rather, honor and dishonor are essentially earned by our behavior. And just like a Russia, a wicked person, a person who's despicable, a person who's immoral, a person who's unethical, a person who's a bully, a person who's crude, a person who's rude, bagambuz. So disrespect and dishonor and disgrace follow them. You don't have to earn disgrace. You don't have to demand disgrace. A person acts disgracefully and people relate to them with disgrace. And similarly, hakavod misyacheis al tzaddikim, a rabbi, a community leader, any person who stands in front of their family, their employees, their coworkers, friends, or their community and says, I demand respect. Speak to me this way, address me this way, honor me this way, treat me this way, is not honorable. Nobody honors someone who demands it. We honor somebody who earns it, who acts honorably. That's why Chazal tell us, our rabbis tell us, if you run after honor runs away from you. If you run away from honor, then honor follows you. And we've seen that with our greatest tzaddikim, our holy Gedola Yisrael. You see great people, great men and women. They shy away from honor. They don't want attention. They don't want honor or honorifics. And because they act so honorably, everyone can't help but treat them with honor, as opposed to the person who doesn't take themselves seriously. They take themselves too seriously, not just taking what they do seriously. And says the Ramchal, we tried to successfully address the many components of humility, to define them. And a person has to know every situation, every circumstance, every relationship, every interaction, what needs a different strategy, needs its own unique approach. A person has to be mindful. A person has to be thoughtful. As Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, Yishma Chacham v'Yosef Lekach. Let the wise man listen and add insight. There's no one size fits all. A person has to know at home, at work, in shul, who am I? How do I conduct myself? What do I project about myself? How do I act honorably? Not because I seek the honor. Life is not determined by how many followers or fans or posts or tweets or likes. That is one of the tremendous corruptions of the generation we're living in, that we think that who are the most honorable people? Influencers. But you don't have influence by signing up to be an influencer. The greatest influencers in the Jewish world don't even know what the word influencer means. They never heard of an influencer. They don't watch influencers. They never signed up. They never applied to be an influencer. The greatest influence, not only in the cosmos metaphysically, but physically in the Jewish community, issuing psak halacha and giving us direction through their Das Torah, the greatest, most righteous people, they never signed up to be an influencer. They have the most influence because they act in a way that we should all want to subscribe to their influence. So I don't remember if I said this in the shir. Reminds me, the New York Times once did a story about Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal. And they asked him about being a gadol b'Torah, a gadol b'Yisrael, the posek hador. They didn't use exactly that language, but essentially a translation of it. They said, where do you apply? How did you earn that title? Where do you get that certificate? And he answered, I don't know what you're talking about. People in my neighborhood started asking me questions. I guess they liked the way I answered because more people asked me questions. And now I'm honored that people from all over ask me questions. It's a wonderful interview. The New York Times, that he said. He didn't sign up. He earned it. When one acts honorably, people give honor. When one acts dishonorably, then they act in a way that's a disgrace. Then they earn that attitude towards them. Humility removes many obstacles from a person. If you're humble and you're not worried about getting the most attention in the room, having the most honor in the room, having the biggest monopoly in the room, if you're just in it for the right reason, if you're serving Hashem, not yourself, if Torah is the brand, not you, if you're always interested in getting nachas ruach to Hashem and not your name becoming more lights and bigger and better, then that will influence the decisions you make, your judgment, how you behave, and you'll make better choices in life. And you'll be a beloved person. Person who's humble, person who's modest, person who is not demanding, a person who acts honorably will be beloved to everybody. The person who is micromanaging, person who's on a power trip, person who demands honor, maybe they get a response from people because they're afraid, but actually none of those people like or admire or want anything to do with such a person. If you're humble and you're modest, you're not going to get angry, and you're not going to fight and bicker and get involved in conflict with others because it's just not worth it. And it's not about you, and it's not about your name, and you're willing to let it go. Ela kol behashket. Rather, all that you do is done quietly. Hakol b'menucha. You could live a life of serenity and tranquility. You could live a life in which you are integrated with people and beloved to your community and to your friends. Ashrei misha zocha l'mida zu. And it's an amazing thing. Mashgiach Rav Dan Segel in his commentary on Messias Sharon points out that the Ramchal ends this parak, this chapter, by saying, Ashrei mi shezocha l'mida zu. Fortunate is the person who has the privilege, who merits this virtue. Like the Ramchal is recoiling and looking like, wow, such a person who could really do this. So we might have put anivus, we might have put humility and modesty at the beginning of the Sefer. It's one of the places to start, to begin. Just be humble. Big deal. But the Ramchal's tucking it in all the way. Look how deep we are into the Sefer. All the way towards the back. And he ends it by saying, wow, Ashrei, Smisha Zocha Lamida Zu. Wow, somebody you can authentically and genuinely. There's a whole lot of false humility. What the internet calls humble brags. Every time someone posts, I was so humbled to be honored. And here's a picture of me being humble with my honor. So it's called a humble brag online. A humble brag is I really want to brag, but part of my bragging will be to show you how humble I am. There's never been anyone as humble as me. I'm the most modest person that ever lived, and in fact, I got an award for my humility, and I'm humbly showing you my reward for being the most humble person there is. So we live in a time where there's inauthentic counterfeit humility being broadcast and projected. Ashrei misha zocha l'mida zu. Genuine, authentic, real humility. Just willing to blend in. Doesn't need the lights. Doesn't need the likes. Just as happy to try to make the world a better place, repair the world, redeem the world, and be on a mission to carry out Hashem's will, and that it's always all about Hashem. The brand is Yiddishkeit and Torah. The brand is Hashem, not about you. U'kvaram ha-zichrono l'vracha, Yerushalmi and Shabbos says, Masha asas sa-chochma atara l'rosha, the Yerushalmi says, just as wisdom makes a wreath for its head, humility makes a heel for its soul. The entire kikol chokhma kula lo yarchena v'zeh barur. The entire expanse of wisdom cannot compare with it. It's clear cut. In other words, humility is the foundation. Humility is the engine that drives everything else. If one is engaged in all kinds of even other virtuous and meritorious behavior, but with arrogance, it corrupts everything they're doing. The core of everything needs to be a healthy and genuine and authentic sense of humility, and Ashrei Misha Zocha L'mida Zu. Person who can really blend in, fit in, be happy, not know. Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter has no idea how many shiurim he has online. He doesn't know how to get online. He has no idea how many people listen or follow him in Shiurim, are posted, what his influence is, if he's an influencer. He just wants to sit in a sefer with a... During Corona, I'll never forget how many Zooms I was in with Poskei Hador and scientists and doctors to try to figure out what to do. And Rav Schechter would be quiet and in the background, and you'd be deep into the Zoom. Could be an hour or two in when someone would say, does Rav Schechter have an opinion? Does Rav Schechter have a thought? And only then, if you pushed, he would share what he thought. Whereas others need to monopolize and insert themselves and own the conversation. The humility is mind-boggling. Is mind-boggling. It's about the Torah. It's about Hashem. It's about speaking when you have something to say. It's about offering an opinion when it's asked, not asserting or inserting it all the time anyway. This is a difficult level, a very, very difficult level to get to. That's why we're towards the end of the Sefer. And Taka Asher Misha Zocha L'Mida Zu, we should be fortunate and blessed to be able to arrive at this Mida. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy. Living with Emunah, 8:45. Tonight we're going behind the Bima with Chief Rabbi Sir Ephraim Mervis to have a conversation on the coronation tonight at 9 o'clock. Have a wonderful Yom Tov, everyone.